Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
So a bizarre weekend where a lot of the country covered in snow, blanketed, the Snowmageddon taking place, and that is the perfect ingredient for boob tube consuming, right? When there's snow in the air everywhere, the television viewership goes up. Enter stage right, the AAF. Say what? What the hell is the AAF? What is that? What is that? Is that that's some new code lingo? Did you watch the AAF? Did you? Don't lie. You watched some of it, maybe. No? All right. Well, if you didn't, apparently some other people did watch. Your neighbors watched. The early reports indicating that something called the Alliance of American Football, the inaugural games that took place on Saturday, and the early reports indicated that they got better ratings than head-to-head with the NBA, a blue blood of American sports. How is this mathematically possible? Well, two of the debut games on the American, or the Alliance of American Football, there it is, the AAF, they aired on CBS. They were up against the Rockets and the Thunder. That was on ABC. And in that game, the Houston Rockets gagged up, I think that was a 26-point blown lead. The Celtics blew a 28-point lead against the Clippers, which was even more historic. But the Thunder roared back, or the Rockets blew the big lead. Either way, that was not compelling enough based on the early ratings to knock down the AAF, the fledgling Alliance of American Football. Now, I don't work in television. I work in radio, but the overnight rating was 2.1. The NBA registered at 2. Now, after that started bouncing around the echo chamber of sports conversation, the people over at ABC, they started doing some damage control. The people at the NBA were like, wait a minute. Whoa. Time out. Put the brakes on. And they claimed, well, no. It's all a misunderstanding. They said, well, the AAF did not beat the NBA in primetime, but they had the same rating. They tied in the ratings, this upstart football league and the old reliable, the NBA, which I believe is just as embarrassing, if not even more embarrassing when you put it all together. Anyway, they claimed the average rating was the same, and they had a big bounce later on the night in ratings once the football games were over. Of course. All right, so let's discuss the question. How concerned should the NBA be that the Alliance of American Football matched its TV ratings? That's what ABC's admitting. Now, on the Maller scale of concern, 1 to 10, with 10 being an advertiser on the WNBA. That would be where you're really freaking out because no one's watching that. All right, that's a 0. I'm only going 4. I'm only going to go 4 on the Maller scale of concern for the NBA. And my views on this, you've got sample, played out, and the pet rock. And we will connect all these things. Now, first of all, no one has ever debuted on television. And you look at all the sports over the years, and there have been a lot of startup leagues that have started over the years and immediately been a breakout hit. And this was not a breakout hit. Obviously, this is a great rating. And it shows you that people like the game of football, whatever it is. I mean, this was ripoff football. This is like when you don't have a lot of money and you can't afford the name brands and you buy the off-brands. That's what this is. This is off-brand football. You can't. It's generic brand. Right? I mean, even the pathetic Pro Bowl, the All-Star game in the NFL, gets ratings. And every year, it's rinse, wash, and repeat. Every year, the same things happen. People in the media say, oh, why would anybody watch the Pro Bowl? It sucks. And then they get huge ratings, and then it continues on and on. Now, this is another acid test for the popularity of football, the AAF. And the reason I am not going to go higher than 4 on the Maller scale of concern is that the Alliance of American Football did get some buzz on social media leading up to it. Clearly that had some effect. I know that most people aren't on social media, even though those of us that work in the media think everyone's on there. A lot of people aren't. But there was definitely an uptick in interest, and that's fine. But, you know, there's always a but there. It is a very small sample size. And I look at this like I look at Costco. I love Costco. I love samples at Costco. I go to Costco once a week at least, and more before the Super Bowl. But when I'm trying samples, let's say I try 100 samples at Costco, I might actually buy one that I'll go and hunt down where and what aisle in the frozen section it is or whatever, and I'll buy it. Maybe one out of 100 I'll purchase. So the reason I bring this up is because let's look at the AAF. What is the return engagement going to be? Is it going to be like me with Costco where one out of 100 items I try, I'm like, all right, that's good enough for me to go out and buy? Are one out of 100 people that watch this league going to come back and watch it? Because if that's the case, the ratings are going to go down, 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 down. Based on what I saw in the debut of the AAF, and I'm a pretty good judge of this stuff, pretty good judge of this stuff, this is a fad rather than a trend. My belief is this is a fad rather than a trend. And a fad, by definition, is a short-term event. Right, flash in the pan, right? Can't one-hit wonder. A trend, on the other hand, has the ability to become a long-term influencer. Think of, the best way to describe this is the pet rock, right? The pet rock years ago was a fad. More recently, those spinners, you know those spinner things? Those were a fad. The fidget spinner, yeah, that was a fad. That's gone. Right? Who's going out looking, I want a fidget spinner. The iPhone is a trend. It's still popular, not as popular because they're like $1,000 a phone, but people like the iPhone. It's proven. It's got a track record of success. So, but the lifespan of most fads is short, and you know, I don't think this is going to be around that long. Now, the other thing I took away from this, I know the NFL has some kind of business agreement because some of these games in this Alliance of American Football were on the state-run NFL network. But my takeaway from this is, why would the NFL not bring back a spring football league? I know they did it before, and I know there's a lot of cost involved in it, but why not? I mean, why not control everything? Why allow someone else to reap the benefits, if there are those benefits to be made, and why not just have every NFL team, or you know, maybe you don't have every team do it because you're not going to have 32 minor league teams, but why not have a developmental league for players on the practice squad and players trying to try out in the NFL? Combine two teams with, you know, you don't have the full 32, but you slice that in half or whatever it is, and you have teams mixed together, and why not? And the XFL's got to be upset. Are they upset or are they happy? Because they can either be upset because they're like, "Why we got to be first," or they can be angry because you know they're not first, and they can be happy that people actually watch this crap. All right, we say hello to Edmund Dallas Steamboat. Well, I didn't think he was going to be here. I thought it was some holiday today, but apparently not.
No, that's next.
That's next week.
Yeah.
I know it's a holiday somewhere, though. There
well,
he is.
Maybe.
We changed your horn. I hope you like the new horn. Iowa Sam's here, by the way.
Oh, hi, Iowa Sam.
Yeah, our friend Iowa Sam. I heard guess. Him. He was complaining in the hallways. He has to work straight overnights. And
correct.
I heard him complaining to someone in the hallways. You always like when someone comes on the show, and you like to be welcomed with them complaining to other employees that they have to work overnights for 6 straight days. I appreciate
very
honest.
Thank
honest
you for
of you.
Dropping, huh?
Crazy
well,
to hear complaining.
It was
yeah.
hard. You were yelling.
I was
it was
barking,
hard.
Yeah.
You were very loud. I did not intentionally. I had the door open. I just happened to hear you complaining about working. It's good to know you're glad to be here, Iowa Sam. I'm happy that you're here.
I am happy.
I feel
to be
mutually.
Here.
I told. I
hear
screamed
it in your voice.
I screamed at Eddie. I said, "Boy, Eddie, I got to work with this Iowa Sam for the next few days." days. What a nightmare. I screamed at him just like you screamed about me having to work with me, Iowa Sam.
So I didn't say I wasn't looking forward to working with you guys. I just said I'd be on overnights for six straight days.
What's wrong with overnights? I've been doing overnights for my entire career. I've done overnights. What's wrong?
A lot of good-hearted people work overnights.
Yeah, the salt of the earth, Iowa Sam. You're an Iowa guy.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people working in Iowa, driving around trucks, packing in warehouses, whatnot, they are listening. People get up early the last couple hours. Farmers in Iowa.
That's true.
What's up with that, man?
I mean, we give them something to entertain them, you know? We absolutely do. But
you've become so Hollywood now. You don't. And when you first started here, Iowa Sam, you would work any shift.
I still do.
I know, but you don't enjoy it.
And I got a second job, so, you know, it's
that's
like
your choice, man.
The other, well,
they pay so well here. I don't know why you would take a second job. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
What's up with that, man? What's your second job?
I should keep it on the down low.
Oh, you don't want to say, Eddie.
Male escort.
Oh, there you go.
You guys can assume or speculate whatever you like.
Deuce Bigelow, Sam Gigolo.
Exactly. Yep.
Something like that. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. Coop's here. I thought it was Lincoln's birthday, so some people are off, right, for Lincoln's birthday?
Next weekend is...
His President's Day is next week.
Yes.
They now combine, like, his birthday with George Washington's birthday.
It's a mega
birthday. They find, like,
birthday,
a middle ground,
Let's see, but today, this is our
Take
February.
The average and the mean and divide it by the...
Today is National Foundation Day. It's a Japan holiday. You could celebrate that, Eddie. We have Foundation Day. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea.
World Day of the Sick. It's an international holiday today. Whoa. In Liberia, we have Armed Forces Day. You could celebrate that. If you're from Cameroon, it's Youth Day. You can celebrate that.
Shout out to all of our Cameroonian listeners.
Now, in British Columbia, it's Family Day today.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. And in Australia, it's Royal Hobart Regatta Day. It's a big holiday.
Are you on, like, holiday.com right now or something?
I have all this memorized. I don't know what you're talking about. It's all in my head, Eddie.
No doubt.
I have a nice, thick Rolodex in my head, which is a term which is an outdated term. You should not use the term Rolodex, right? No one knows what is a Rolodex.
I love that term. I use that all the time.
Wow.
But it's an outdated term,
Sam, you're a young guy.
Well, yeah, you should
not. I'm not as young as you think. I always say mental Rolodex. I like that because it's like your memory.
Well, you're making fun of the mentally weak. That's a bad job by you.
No.
I'm going to go HR right now. How dare you?
Hey, Ben, while we were talking about it, because I'm sure we won't mention the AAF again.
I just did. I did a whole monologue.
I know. We're not going to mention it again. I did watch a little bit of the San Antonio Commanders San Diego Fleet.
I didn't watch
that. I saw a little bit of the
I didn't watch that.
I did want to give a shout out, though, to fan of the show, Matt Jackson. Apparently, he works for the Birmingham Iron.
He does.
He listens to the show and is a fan. So,
really?
Clearly, the Birmingham Iron is...
Should they be our show?
Yes, they're our team, clearly.
I mean, all right.
Thanks to Matt Jackson.
They did shut down Memphis, but I don't know if they were good or it's just Hackenberg sucks. I have no idea.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You can't contain the spin coming out of Lakerland. High expectations, right? Trade deadline last week turned out to be an unmitigated disaster, an embarrassment, a total clown show for the Lakers. Now, they did get a fluke win over the Celtics, but everyone's beating the Celtics. Even the ragtag Clippers beat the Celtics down 28 the other night. So, you know, that's not an impressive win. And, in fact, the Clippers win was more impressive because they ended up winning by more. They didn't need a fluke buzzer beater the way the Lakers did in that game. And then the Lakers went out on Sunday and got curb stomped by Philadelphia. Just got taken apart. They used a turnstile defensive effort that allowed the Sixers to shoot 57% from the floor. Philly, 50% from downtown. And in the final 36 minutes of that game, from the end of the first quarter to the end of the game, Philadelphia outscored the Lakers by 24 points. It was a domination situation. Joel Embiid with monster statistics. It was a masterpiece. Everyone, you get a point, you get a point, you get a point, you get a rebound, you get a rebound, you get a rebound, you get an assist, you get an assist. And even the lone bright spot for the Lakers is misleading. Many people celebrating Kyle Kuzma, who had 39 points, but he had 23 of those in the first quarter. The final three quarters of the game, while the Lakers were getting boat raced the rest of the way, he had a grand total of 16 over the final 36 minutes, which brings us to the Komodo Dragon in the room. That's right, the Komodo Dragon in the room, which will be the Lakers president of basketball operations, Magic Johnson, Irvin Magic Johnson, who seemingly with a straight face told a group of beleaguered, haggard reporters that he did not feel the New Orleans Pelicans operated in good faith during their trade talks. Now, keep in mind, the reason Magic Johnson was in Philadelphia was to calm the waters around the Lakers. But Magic claimed that the reporters there, they were standing around waiting for a quote, that the Pelicans did not operate in good faith. Magic then also opined that the media needs to stop treating the Laker players like babies because of the trade deadline. He said he's seen a lot of players get traded in his 40 years in professional basketball at the deadline, and this was no different. Magic also said he doesn't think that the Pelicans deal being negotiated very publicly through his surrogates in the media and the Pelicans surrogates in the media was in any way detrimental to the process or process. So there's a lot to unpack. Now, the big headline was about the Pelicans not being fair. They're not fair. They're not fair in trade talks. And that was composed by Magic Johnson. Now, again, this is an inconvenience. This is a burden. It's an aggravation for Magic Johnson and for the Lakers. But let's discuss the question, is Magic Johnson being fair or unfair? The obvious answer is unfair. That's the obvious answer here. And anybody that's objective about this, like I am, the voice of reason here on all of these stories in the NBA, knows this. My observation is you've got corruption, kettle, and coddle. Corruption, kettle, and coddle. And we will lock all these together. Now, number one, Magic Johnson was forced to take his own medicine. And he didn't want to take his own medicine, right? Because it tastes nasty. And he didn't want any part of it, but he had to take it. And he's angry. Right? He's angry. He's got pie in his face and all that. And so here we are. The Lakers have violated the code of ethics in the NBA repeatedly since Magic Johnson, quote unquote, took over the reins with the Lakers. And for the most part, they have gotten away with it with nothing more than a slap on the wrist. The Lakers play fast and loose with the NBA rulebook. And yeah, the NBA did fine them. They tarnished the purple and gold. $550,000 the Lakers have been fined for tampering. But in the big picture, it's chicken feed. It's the cost of doing business. And they believe that the rules do not apply to them. And it began with the little wink on Jimmy Kimmel from Magic Johnson there. Remember that? Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a horrible wink. Man, dirty. Dirtiest wink I've ever seen. It continued on. LeBron James, the culture of illegal activity. LeBron James using his operatives to do his bidding. It is corruption. It is collusion. And when you put Magic Johnson alongside like Bill Belichick, people think and badger Belichick because he's a cheater. What Magic Johnson has done lately with the Lakers makes Bill Belichick look like a Boy Scout. Compared to Magic Johnson. Belichick, you know, you say, well, he did a tightrope walk with gamesmanship, but the blatant, over-the-top disregard for the rules, that is the Lakers under Magic Johnson and LeBron James. That's what they are. It's all about corruption. It's all about collusion, tampering. Now, the second thing here, the Lakers roster is filled with second-rate ball players. And that was confirmed by the Pelicans, who didn't want any part in the roster the Lakers have assembled. We talked a lot about that the last couple weeks. But for Magic Johnson to get in front of a dais with a bunch of microphones and cameras and say that the Pelicans didn't operate in good faith, that is a special kind of chutzpah. That is a fresh outlook on things because the old phrase, pot meat kettle, would apply here. Pot meat kettle. The Lakers used Rich Paul and LeBron James through the media with leaks to attempt to strong-arm the Pelicans to make a bad trade, a bad basketball trade involving Anthony Davis. Now, the purple and gold played by a bunch of football guys. That's the horror of all this. I mean, the Lakers, they got essentially played by the New Orleans Saints front office. It's a co-op operation there, which has to infuriate the NBA people. They have to be upset because you talk about pushing buttons there, and you got an NFL guy running the Pelicans, and they were able to pull the wool over the Lakers. And so now the Lakers are stuck with this roster of players that aren't that valuable, right? They aren't that valuable. And LeBron James doesn't want to play with any of them. I know LeBron's got such a high basketball IQ that he knew exactly what he was doing. Right? The old wine and dine technique, very public wine and dine technique, buttering the biscuits. Now, the Pelicans, they didn't do anything wrong. Right? The way I look, they didn't do anything wrong. Other than expose the hypocrisy of the situation here involving the Anthony Davis demands, LeBron and Magic, and it was really LeBron leading the way, but Magic was the sock puppet. He went along with it. And they just expected New Orleans to gift wrap Anthony Davis and send him Amazon Prime same day delivery. It's absolute silliness. All right, now the final point here, Magic Johnson was not wrong about everything. Now, he was wrong about most things, but he wasn't wrong about everything. We agree on one particular point here. He is correct that the media does treat the Laker players like babies. They do. There's a lot of the media, and many of these NBA players are coddled this way. And the media, a lot of the mainstream guys, are such big fanboys that they coddle and massage the egos of the ball players, and it's really nauseating. And as for the big picture, the Lakers... The thing about that, they have a chance to miss the playoffs. Now, I know it's only been a couple games since the trade deadline, and sure enough, eventually you figure that there'll be a trap door open up and the Clippers will fall apart, but Sacramento's not going away. Sacramento's not going to go away, and if you look at how the Lakers have played since the end of December, it's going to be neck and neck here. You figure LeBron James is going to miss a few more games because of load management issues. He's at that age. So there's no wiggle room. So since December 26th, the Lakers are 8-14. They have a 364 winning percentage. It has been pathetic on both sides of the ball. The Lakers offensively are 27th in offensive rating. They're 19th in defensive rating. Overall, they're 25th in the NBA. That's where the Lakers rank. And the time is going by. There are only 26 games left. The Lakers are a 500 team. They have a minus 1.2 point differential. There are 2.5 games out of the playoffs. They have, using my Maller math, the Lakers have 12 games they should lose that they have the rest of the way. At least 12 guaranteed losses. So if they win every other game and they lose the 12 I believe they're going to lose, that means they go, what, 14-12. How are you going to make up 2.5 games if you go 14-12 the final 26 games of the season? You still got to play the Bucks twice, the Rockets, although they could beat the Rockets, who knows, with Harden, the Thunder, the Raptors, the Jazz. It's going to come down to the final couple of games of the regular season to see if the Lakers even get in. How great would it be for the NBA if LeBron James misses the playoffs? It would be good for LeBron because LeBron can then work on his different projects at Warner Brothers, and it would be fun. I think that would be just marvelous if the Lakers missed the playoffs. It's going to be very close. It's going to be very, very close. All right, so the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie Judas. He's got a new horn. Garcia.
Right. Now, I saw you. You went up to the snow this weekend.
Yeah, I did. I spent a little time snow.
Did you remember to take a jacket this time so you're not going to be sick again?
I did. I only fell twice.
You fell.
I haven't walked on ice in a while, and I messed up my knee and my tailbone. Yeah, went sledding. You ever been sledding, Eddie?
I have not been sledding.
You've never been sledding?
No.
It's great fun, Eddie. I felt like I was 8 years old sledding. It's wonderful.
Where'd you go to, Ben? I was at Big Bear.
Oh, I didn't go to Big Bear.
Oh.
I can't. It's a secret location, Cooper. I don't want to let my secret out, but I
know where you went.
It was
close. I also know where you went, Ben.
You do?
Yes. All right. But we will not divulge that information.
All right.
It looked beautiful, though.
It was nice. I had a good time. It was fine.
Very nice.
It was wonderful.
So I'm just. I don't actually know. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
Fraser Park?
No.
Oh.
No. Any of you got it right, I wouldn't say. But no, I had a wonderful time. It was great. My wife's like, hey, let's go. Let's take the family to the snow. We went to the snow, and there you go. Voila. And I tried to walk on ice thinking, well, there's no problem. I'll just walk slow, and poof, bam, knee lets out. I hit the knee on the ground, fall back. But actually, I hurt my tailbone sledding. Now, as you know, Eddie, back in the old days, the original one of the original Malinmobiles, the seat in the Malinmobile was a little, it was kind of herky-jerky. And I was too cheap to get it fixed, and so I damaged severely my tailbone. I had a major tailbone problem for years. I had problems with my tailbone.
Very painful.
Finally, it's horrible. Because you can't sleep, you can't sit, it sucks. And I finally got that fixed, and it just kind of healed on its own, and then now I'm dealing with tailbone pain.
So you want a sled.
We got to hear about this.
I bet you generated some pretty good speeds.
Yeah, well, that is something, Eddie, where momentum does exist.
Yes.
That is something where momentum is real. When you're going down here, you know, force, mass, all that, mumbo jumbo, that is absolutely true. And I noticed when you're going on a sled that it's sometimes there's a lot of trees out in the woods, Eddie, and when they have sledding and stuff, and you start building up some speed, and it's hard to avoid hitting.
Did you have to bail out?
Well, I only did it a few times, and there was one incident where there was some very close confrontation with a tree. It was.
Are we talking inner tube here? Are we talking plastic?
Yeah, plastic sled. Okay. Plastic sled.
Little disc, like from Family Vacation.
No.
Okay.
No,
that was metal, by the way. But
yeah. It was metal. Yeah, I don't know. You're from Iowa. So
I love sledding. Even to this day, love it.
Now, what's the proper sled? Because I was thinking, I didn't know what. I've never been sledding before this weekend, so I didn't know what kind of sled.
Never
to
in your
get.
Life? You've never been.
I've never been sledding before. I don't do a lot of snow stuff, so I was like, well, what should I do? And I got like a kind of a longer sled, but I think the round one might be better for me.
Round is okay. I've gone on toboggans before. That's slightly terrifying because that's like being in a vehicle on the snow.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a nice long chute for that one. Really, the best way to go is the rubber inner tube, in my opinion.
The rubber inner tube.
Yeah, because you get good speed. It's nice and cushy.
That's a good idea. I did not think about the rubber inner tube.
Stuff.
That's a good idea, Iowa Sam, who's in most of the week this week. And then I was thinking also, are there any special shoes I should get so I don't fall on ice, Iowa Sam? Are there like special shoes, like golf shoes or...
Just, well, what, were you walking across a pond, like a frozen pond? It was just like a frozen over patch of ice.
It was snow all over the place, but there were... When you park and you're walking, there's ice.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. So you biffed it in the parking lot with some ice.
Exactly. I did.
So I would just suggest, just some waterproof winter hiking boots.
That's it.
You know?
That's all you need?
Some winter boots. Some snow boots.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So advice from Iowa Sam, Eddie. Any other advice you'd like to add?
Me? No.
We should all go to the snow. Why don't we? We should go. We'll all hang out in the snow.
Oh boy, we can't even play a round of golf or go bowling.
I know.
You suggest these things, and it just.
Well, we all live so far away from each other, and we meet here. We converge here at the Fox Sports Radio studios. This is.
We can
our
go mini golfing right down the street.
Yeah.
The enthusiasm right there.
I've been there. I used to go back in the old days.
They have hit some balls, batting cages.
A pitch and putt. Yeah, there's a pitch and putt down the street.
Yeah, good place. I've been there a couple times.
You hang out? Is that your spot?
Yeah. They got a nice arcade, too.
But you live over here, Iowa, Sam. You live close to
I
this
used
place.
To live really close over there here in Sherman Oaks, and now I live over yonder in Encino.
But it's not that far, though.
No, it's really not.
No,
I know.
Close. Actually. You're not.
I could get one of those little scooters, those electric
scooters.
Over
in Encino. Which is that you're Encino Man.
I am Encino Man now. Right. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, let's do it. Here it is. Time again for Maller to the third degree, brought to you by... Discover Card. What's going on, Cooper? What do we have?
All right, one of the bigger, albeit expected, trades last week was Marc Gasol going to the Toronto Raptors. And Ben, do you think that this changes the landscape of the East at all, or is Gasol too old to make much of an effect?
Yeah, the way I would describe this trade is unmemorable. The trade is unmemorable. It doesn't move the needle for me, certainly not the balance of power in the Eastern Conference. First of all, Marc Gasol is a falling star. You do not let a falling star fall on you. Gasol is past his prime. He's still been a productive player, But it doesn't change anything as far as how Toronto's going to end up their year when it's all over. And we don't know how Gasol's going to adjust to his new surroundings. Also, secondly, in terms of stats, Jonas Valanciunas of the now of the Memphis Grizzlies here, he was actually about as productive. Gasol's a little bit better of a passer, actually a lot better of a passer, but offensively, not that much of a difference. Rebounding's about the same, and Valanciunas is 7 years younger. So I don't think anybody in Philadelphia, Boston, or Milwaukee's like, oh, crap, we're screwed now because Gasol's headed to Toronto. Next!
Now, Danny Ainge over the weekend referred to the Celtics' relationship with Kyrie Irving as an engagement, with the marriage coming July 1st. Now, Ben, what are the chances that this wedding is called off?
Well, it's a long-term engagement. It's gone on a while. Listen, this is going to come down to the 11th hour with the Celtics. They're in a bad place right now. There's a lot of storm clouds are brewing in Boston with the Celtics. They've had a really crappy week here. But the way I look at this, number one, watching the Celtics all year, it doesn't matter. It's all prologue for the playoffs, right? Kyrie Irving's missed a lot of games. Danny Ainge has to decide here. He might decide they don't even want Kyrie Irving back. The Celtics seem to play better at times. They played a lot better with Kyrie Irving sidelined. They've been wicked good in some of those games where Irving's missed. He actually, Irving didn't play against the Clippers. They blew a 28-point lead in that game. And number two, as long as the Celtics right the ship, they got about a month and a half before the playoffs start in mid-April, then they'll find all this other stuff will go away. And Kyrie, I assume if he plays well in the playoffs, he'll be back. But it's far from a guarantee. And I would say at this point, it's 60-40 and closing on 50-50. All right, next.
Now, over the weekend, Jeff Samardzija said that he thinks that ballparks should change the dimensions of the field at different points throughout the season to mix things up.
How much weed was he smoking when he said this, by the way? Do we have an idea? No?
Ben, what do you think about this idea?
Well, first of all, I think it's great. It's never going to happen. I mean, that's outrageous, the idea. Because think about what would happen. Think about how this would work, right? If you're at home, you would move the fences back when your team is on defense, and you'd move them up when they're on offense, right? I guess he wants them to stay the same for every, you know, for both teams all game. But they'd have to change the rule book in baseball. Plus, if you've ever been to Wrigley Field or Fenway Park or these old ballparks, there's no room. You can't move the green monster. You can't put it on wheels. Like, I like the concept of it, but it's, you know, it's not going to. Not going to go anywhere. I like my idea, Coop. How about you put a moat instead of the dirt on the warning track? Put a moat out there with piranhas.
I think there should be all kinds of obstacles.
Yeah, I'm all for that. All right, there we go, Koopaloop. It is Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Ben, you passed this edition.
That is a winner. Put it in the books. Woo!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, you.
Well, it wasn't the most engaging. It wasn't the most entertaining, but it is something that needs our advice here. The Insta Advice Line, Unscreened Radio. The safety net is off. This is where we give back advice to the coaches, the players, the prominent newsmakers. It is Unscreened Radio. Now, if you ever get a radio show, if you ever get your own radio show, I am warning you, I am telling you, please do not attempt this on your own. We are trained professionals. This is very dangerous territory that we are entered. This is uncharted waters. That is why we are the captain of the Safe Hopper. I am anyway. Here we go. Who do we give advice to? The Alliance of American Football. They debuted this weekend. The games were mostly uninteresting. The ratings on Saturday night either tied the NBA or beat the NBA, but assuming you watch some of the games this weekend, what can the AAF do to get you hooked, to get you mesmerized, to get you brainwashed into watching their product going forward? I know Bill Polian, that curmudgeon Bill Polian is a part of this, but what can they do? Again, the number, 877-99 on Fox, the number, advice to the AAF. We'll start out with you. You're on Fox Sports Radio's Instant Advice Line. Hello, line one.
Hey, if you want to arrive alive, be like Coop, smoke weed, and drive.
No, you should not smoke weed and drive. Hello, line two, you're on the air. Advice to the Alliance of American Football.
Help me.
Line four, hello, that's you. You're on the air. Advice to the Alliance of American Football, line four.
I didn't know guys got PMS.
All right, line five. Well, there's a show in L.A., PMS, very popular. Line five, are you there, line five?
If you're sick, suck on raw garlic.
That is correct. That's what I do. It's the Maller technique. It does work. It's an old school, old world remedy. It's the original medicine, raw garlic. It'll burn your gums, but it'll work. Line six, you're on the air. Advice to the Alliance of American Football.
I love hospital food. I'm starving over here, Ben.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Jason in Windsor. I'm sorry, buddy. Hang in there. Let's go to you. You're next. I hear you there. Advice to the Alliance of American Football. That's you.
Don't change a thing. At least a real team wins the title, not some mediocre team where the owner pays the refs. It's great. I love AAF.
Oh, get out. You're next. Hello. Your advice to the Alliance of American Football. It's Unscreened Radio. Hello.
Every team should play in a toilet bowl.
The toilet bowl. I think they did, actually, judging by some of those. Did you see that game in Arizona at Sun Devil Stadium? Wow. What? No one was there. It's an invitation only. Hello, line four. You're on the air.
Yes, Ben. At halftime during games of the AAF, I would have the two teams look each other square in the eye and say, "You hang up on yourself, Ben Maller."
All right. Well, they're sure they'll do that. That's a great rah-rah speech at halftime. Now, I fully approve that. Now, that would be good, right? That would be way to go. Why not do that? Let's go to you. Hey, you're next. Line five. Are you there, line five?
I am. Hire Ben and the crew for male cheerleaders, and Taco Bell delivers, Jason.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe not in Windsor. I don't know. I haven't checked. Hello, line six. Are you there, line six?
Of course. Bring in Ric Flair.
Oh. Woo! Line... Well, we almost did that at the same time. Line one, you're there. Hello, line one. We're giving advice to the Alliance of American Football, the fledgling football league, had their debut this weekend. Your advice to make it better?
Have faith in men and teach the class on teabagging.
I couldn't understand. There was like a teabag reference, but I couldn't understand any more of that. You're next. Hello, a little less on the modulation. Hello, you are next.
Get that Just for Men as a sponsor because some of them guys are so old, they need it.
There you go. All right. Occasional sponsor here. Hello, line four, you're on the air.
Yeah, my best advice, Ben, is to don't ever listen to this show.
Talking about this. Great advice. Uh-oh. Listen to the show every day. Line five, you're on the air. Hello, line five.
Ben, I would warn this new league, the AAF, to look out for LeBron James and the Lakers. Tamper, tamper, tamper.
All right, thank you for that. It's quoting me, of course. If you want to be part of this, let's get some new voices on this. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you would like to be part of the show, it's the instant advice line. We're giving advice to the fledgling American or the Alliance of American Football. I can't even say it. That's how confusing it is to me. But we're giving advice. They had their debut this weekend. And according to the early reports, the ratings on CBS on Saturday were very, very good. Either tied the NBA game or they beat the NBA game. Let's go to you. You're next on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, you.
Real fraud gets dumped again yet?
Line two, you're on the air. Go.
Learn from the WNBA and eat more Flutter Burgers.
All right, keep it going here. Line four, you're next. Hello, line four.
Hey, listen here, Ben. We don't need no devils in the house. We want the Lord.
That's accurate, of course. It's very appropriate that you said that. I feel better now. Feel better. We'll do a few more. You're listening to the Instant Advice Line. It's Unscreened Radio. The safety net is off. And let's see here. Let's go to you on line, line number five. Hello, line five.
Yeah, my advice is to have the commissioner have every vacation day off.
Every vacation day off. I like that. That's the Eddie Garcia plan. Hello, line six.
Hi, yes. I'm Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, hello, Colin. I got to go. Line two, you're on the air. Hello, line two.
Yeah, I think they need to get a bunch of hookers and cocaine out there.
I think they got enough of that. That's what I hear. I think they're good in that. Line three, you're on the air. Hello, line three.
Hey, the only thing you need to be watching on Sunday is not football. Football season's over. The Pro Bowlers Tour is on Fox.
There you go. Sunday. All right, it's Fast Eddie from Maine. Koopaloop, last one. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, I will blame you. On the last call, the instant advice line for the Alliance of American Football. Advice to them.
Line 6.
Line 6, you are the last call. Line 6, you are on the air right now. Go. Overmodulation. Yes. You should have picked line 5. Line 5, are you there, line 5?
Yes, I just wanted to tell Eric to go jump off.
All right, thank you. All right. He wanted to tell him to jump off the bed into a big thing of pillows, is what he was going to say there.
Sleep number bed.
Well, sleep number, you would never jump off a sleep number bed, Eddie, as you know, because they're the most comfortable beds, and sleepnumber.com/Maller. Check that out. There it is. The instant advice. Well, we gave some really good advice. We got hookers and cocaine. What else do we have there? Screaming our names. We should be cheerleaders. Of course, you, Eddie, a lot of people don't know this, but Eddie actually was a male cheerleader before he came to Fox Sports Radio, and we don't like to talk about that. Eddie will deny it when you ask him about that, but in the early days, to make a little extra money on the side, Eddie was a professional male cheerleader. He was a go-go dancer, and it was a little embarrassing, but he did it. And he left that life behind, and now he's living the glamorous life of overnight sports talk radio. It's a win-win.